Adam Goode's Australian of the Year, but congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's I don't know, probably Tim's already tried to explain it. It's just quite a bizarre feeling. Even just coming to Canberra and being part of the finalist and knowing that whatever happens, you're going to go home to, you know, your hometown, and you're going to be New South Wales Australian of the Year, and that in itself is just a huge, huge honour. And now to be, you know, Australian of the Year, you just can't really put it into words, to be honest.
Now, your mum flew in. Did she have an inkling, or she just knew you were the New South Wales?
She knew. I didn't tell mum, but mum and we're very spiritual, and she didn't say anything to me. And I even went up to her before. I said, "Did you like the surprise?" And she goes, "It wasn't a surprise." And I was just like, "Oh." She just always knows these things before I know them. So.
I saw some tears.
Oh yeah, jeez. I couldn't watch her when I was giving the speech, because I could just see it draining down her face. But when Jacqueline received her junior youth
Young
Australian of the Year, I was like, Mum just had to give me the tissue. I was just like dripping out of the right eye. I was just like, how is this person doing such amazing things? And just what a great story.
But you would understand in some ways. I mean, with you it is, you are great off the field as well, but you get on a football field and it's where you just express yourself. It's where you're, you know, for that period of time meant to be. When she's in the water, it's just her place.
It is. And what I love, what she said, was that she was dealt with a lot more challenges than anybody else. And that's what it was. She saw it as a challenge. And
I was born with an extra challenge, she said.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And what a great attitude. Like, if we could instill that into our younger people, that whatever happens in your life, view it as a challenge, and there is a way to get over it.
Absolutely.
And Adam Goode's, the other word that you really love is a choice, isn't it? You know, that you say we all have a set of choices, and that's what life's about.
It is, and, you know, this isn't something that I really didn't think was very high in my set of behaviours until I started playing football at the elite level, and all the coaches keep saying that, You have a choice to be the best. You have a choice to sacrifice the things to want to keep on improving. And those choices don't only just happen at football training. They happen off the field as well. You have a choice on what you eat that night to prepare yourself for the next training session. You have a choice whether to go out with your mates and have six beers that night before a game. So life is about choices. It's about learning from those choices, because sometimes we don't make the right choice, but we learn from it. And I think that's the best thing about life, is it is about many journeys that we take and about making right and wrong choices.
We got to talk before, and I said, Adam Goode, what makes you such a sweet and gentle guy? And I just noticed you tickle a little girl, and you said it was about having lots and lots of little ones that you, as the eldest, were required to look after in your community.
It is, and I see life as about the little ones and giving them a great opportunity to be the best that they can be. And like Tim was saying, putting smiles on their faces, what can be more rewarding than that right now? Seeing a kid
two
smile.
Two very adorable little children.
Exactly, you know, like, sign me up to that every day.
They're my daughters, and they're all yours if you want them.
Now, Adam Spencer, do you want to ask a football question? Or
you obviously very busy in the middle of pre-season now. I presume immediately after the award was done, those hills there in front of Parliament House, mate, they would like
a bit of interval training.
150 up the top of those, you'd be feeling it.
I definitely would. They look like the hills at Moore Park there, just behind the driving range, and they're pretty tough, and we usually have to do them, but I might give those a miss, Spence. Sorry, mate.
You have been carbo loading, too, I've been noticing, which is good.
I've just been trying to load anything.
Eat, Adam, because I know everyone's going to grab you as soon as you walk out of here, so just feel free to eat. And, you know, Tim, would you like, you want to join in this conversation? Don't let us, Tim Canolan, of course, our a hero. Have you got a question for Adam Goode as well? You're sharing the same stage all year now, you guys.
Absolutely.
You'll get to know each other well.
I think it's great. But I'm a huge fan and so much admiration for you, and I think it's an awesome journey that we're on together, and look forward to sharing that, I suppose, the news with everyone as well, but also encouraging people to nominate. I think this has been one of the most incredible things that I've been involved with, and as I've been saying a lot today, I'm on cloud nine. It's probably the happiest day of my life. But the people that got us here, and I think if we can encourage people to nominate someone that's doing incredible things in the community, because we are in the luckiest country in the world. And there's so many heroes, you know, and so many, you know, people that are so worthy of these sort of acknowledgements. So if people can get behind the nominations process with the Australian of the Year.
Because there are some people who've won their categories who've received hundreds of separate nominations in the one year. And there are several people who've won in various categories who've been nominated just once. And if that single person didn't fill out that form or hop on and send that email, that person would not have won their category of Australian of the Year.
And, oh, and Adam Goods, for you, because this is acknowledgement of your mum, isn't it, too? So that must feel just extra good.
It is, and I think it's an acknowledgement into parenting as well, that single parents, mum and dad, families, that the importance of the parent and how much of a positive role model they have in setting up the futures of those children is quite massive. And mum was very hard and disciplined to us, and I learnt that from a very young age, and that's a big part of who I am. I'm a very disciplined person. You show me a set of rules and behaviours to stick to, and I can stick to it because I'm disciplined. I've learnt that from my mum, and I think everything that I've been able to be so successful in doing has been a true reflection to the way that I was brought up and that hard work and dedication that mum has instilled into us.
The story has been well told by now, but as she put you on the plane for your Sydney Swans career, she said, bring back a Brownlow for Mama. Is that right?
Yeah, she always dreamed of me winning a Brownlow, so just true to form, I just thought I might as well win two, but what the heck.
So far. You would have known after you win a grand final, and the day after that, for the rest of your life, you're someone who's won a grand final. You win a Brownlow, for the day after that, you're a Brownlow medalist. You're an Australian of the Year now for the rest of your life. And Tim's got a real... That has forever, mate. That is something that you will carry. And it's a platform beyond a year from now for the rest of your life to chase what you want. It must be an amazing feeling.
Yeah, I don't know how you feel, Tim, but for me, it's the recognition. And I know that my football career, and I don't think I got recognised for this award for my football career. It's for those choices I've made around sticking up for who I believe in and who I am, and I'm going to continue to do that, and I just hope it encourages people to be able to do that themselves and to be able to step up when the time is right to assist in friends and family members when we feel like they're stepping off the wrong track as well, and that's how we make change. But it's an amazing platform for us to really do what we want with it, and I don't know how you feel about it, Tim.
Oh, 100% agree, and I look at this as probably it's a tipping point, especially for what I'm doing at TLC for Kids, but also for charities in Australia, because I think there's a voice that needs to be, I suppose, said or sung out for the non-profit sector, and that's something I'm really hoping to champion this year and beyond, because there's a lot of good people doing a lot of good things, and a lot more people should know about it. So I'm chuffed to be here, but yeah, it is. It's not just this year, it's forevermore. Yeah.
But if you are looking to get Adam at Goods for a corporate appointment or a charity thing, in the second half of September this year, the last weekend in particular, hopefully very, very busy with other stuff to do around that time, if you know what I'm saying.
Maybe sit you up with a headphone as you're on the field.
Fingers crossed.
Good luck next week, I say.
Because you're in pre-season training. How hard is it at the moment again?
It's hard enough. But that's my job, and that's what I love, and every spare bit of time I'll be doing exactly what I've been doing in the last 5 years, and it's exactly what Tim will be doing, what he's always done with or without this award, and it's just nice to get that acknowledgement and hopefully bring more awareness around the things that we love to take it to that next level.
You're with Alex Sloan and Adam Spencer, my co-presenter, which is to stay all night, Adam. I love it. And we've got two Australians of the Year. We've got our local hero, Tim Kinnolan, and Adam Goods, Australian of the Year. Adam, just, you know, you saying what an honour it is, but you've been very clear in saying Australia Day hasn't always been your favourite day.
No, it hasn't. And there's a lot of reasons why it hasn't. And I think the biggest thing for me now is how I've turned that sadness and that sorrow about Australia Day and what it has meant in the past for me and my family, and trying to change the attitudes within my family and other Indigenous people, that it is a day that we should celebrate, that we're still here. It is survival. It is a survival day for us, but more importantly, it's a tribute to the 40,000 years of heritage and culture that we've been able to still keep living and breathing in this country. And a big part of the thing that I like to do on Australia Day is go to Yarban Festival in Sydney, and that is a true celebration.
We're crossing to there tomorrow, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a true celebration of Aboriginal people, our culture, our language, our music, our arts. And it is just a festival that's all inclusive. Everyone gets there, and it's a celebration of us as Aboriginal people, which I really love getting around.
So that little kid kicking a footy who said no to a joint on his first day at high school said yes to a red Sharon instead to become Australian of the Year. Look, Adam Goods, congratulations. And have a great night. And what do you think about Fred Chaney becoming Senior Australian of the Year? By the way, he'll join me.
Oh, Fred is quite amazing.
Your R badge.
Yeah, Fred is an absolute amazing man and absolutely amazing person. And I just finished filming Who Do You Think You Are, which will be airing in SBS in April, and I only made the connection when I introduced Fred to my mum this afternoon, and it just clicked to me in my mind that there's a scene in the documentary where my mum has never known the names of her grandparents, their names or a picture, and we're in the museum and we're revealing it, and I hope they don't mind me for telling you guys this, but it just came to me. I was like, there was a guy back in the early 50s who was going around to Aboriginal communities in South Australia. He was documenting all the Aborigines because he thought that we would eventually be bred out. So he wanted to document it so that we'll have the pictures and know who these people are. And it just so happened that Fred, on this tour of taking pictures, was able to take a picture of my great-grandmother. And this is a picture that my mum now has. And it's just beautiful because mum and the rest of my family know nothing of what happened after their mum and father. So to see that picture, and then it just happened as I was introducing Fred to mum. I was like, mum, you know who this guy is? And she's like, no. I was like, this is Fred Chaney. This is the guy who actually took a picture of your nana, my great-grandmother, and documented it. And if he didn't do what he was doing, then you would maybe have never seen that picture or known who that might have been. So that only happened like an hour ago. So
I'm not crying. I've just got something in my eye. It's just the air conditioning.
A little bit of atmosphere.
This is just a little taste. This is just a little taste of what's going to be on my episode of Who Do You Think You Are? And
good old SBS. We're happy to.
Wow. I didn't mean to promote it like that.
No, we'll cross promo.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Look, it's been a joy. Two Adams. And you can stay, Adam Spencer, if you like.
No, I know. You saw that little one out there. I've got to go.
Yeah.
Some spot fires out there.
Adam Goods, we couldn't be more proud of you.